It's time for Relationship Insights with Carrie Abbott, a show with practical truth to strengthen your relationships. And now your host, Carrie Abbott.
I love life. I'm so grateful to have life. I'm so grateful that I know the God who is life. And I am always enamored by the stories of people who have not only chosen life, who are courageous enough to do that, but also just what God does through new life, through new birth. You know, it's a picture in the flesh of a spiritual reality that God wants us to get, that he can give us new life and give us new birth. And that's something we never want to forget. There's a reason why he says, I'm in charge of life, because he is for eternity. And when humans try to step in and reframe the story, we can mess it up a bit. When God steps in and gives us opportunities, it changes our life forever. And there's an ongoing story that we're unfolding for you with Embryo Adoption Services of Cedar Park. This is one of the most unique ministries in the country, and I am proud to say that the Legacy Institute, we love partnering with this organization because we believe this is a very important part of the pro-life movement, which is something we're very involved in and in many aspects. This is one of the most positive aspects that I know of, the opportunity for a family, depending on their circumstances, to adopt a frozen embryo, adopt a future child, a child who's real, and have their story unfold. And we love to bring these stories for you. I tell you, this is probably the funnest thing we do in the studio, because sitting right here in front of me is another wonderful mommy who is pregnant with a story that started out this very way. And then Maria Lancaster, who is helping to make this possible, who, if you've ever listened back into our archives, Maria's story is one of my favorites. In fact, we ran it again at the end of the year. It's a miracle. And it's amazing what God has done. And so, first of all, welcome, ladies, to the studio. We have with us Angela and, of course, Maria. So welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's great to have you both. Maria and I have so much fun. In fact, it's hard to get us to start the show because we're still catching up on life. And our producer's like, really, ladies? Come on. Can you go to coffee? Let's do the thing. Okay. So here we are talking. But first of all, back in your history, you and your husband were not able to have children. You had miscarriages. I'm doing the short version. Again, mm-hmm. I encourage you to listen to her whole story and also get Souls on Ice, the book that she has compiled. All of the stories you're going to want to read. She's going to have an offer for us later in the show for that book. But Maria, you eventually, because of a radio show that your husband heard, chose to move forward with an embryo adoption. And now your daughter, Alicia, is how old?
She's 11.
11. Mm-hmm. Incredible. And I adore that girl. And that is, she is a living picture of life. And when you tell people this story, it's surprising to them. I'll never forget when you shared it with Mike Huckabee, who then put it into a video that he produced, mm-hmm. The Gift of Life.
Right.
And you have another recent story with a president that you sent him a copy of the book. You want to tell
that? We did. My daughter and I, we wrote him little cards and sent him a copy of the book through my cousin Ted, who is a lawyer who used to work in the White House with him. So I kind of had a
it's
way
nice
to get
know
it to
somebody.
Him,
yes.
I guess so.
Right.
You know, and at least my cousin married Ted. She did a great job there.
Way to go,
so,
cuz.
Yeah, yeah. Way to go. And so he got the book directly to him, and then he
George W.
Mm-hmm. And then we got letters back in the mail, and he sent one to Alicia, and he had met her at the White House.
Yes, he did.
And he said, you know, you've really grown up to be a lovely young girl, and it's so nice to hear from you. Really precious in something that she'll have all her life.
Well, and the story of you going to the White House after you had her, and she was only a couple months old?
2 years.
Two years, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. 2 years old, and mm-hmm. he was signing some legislation to stop in some of the embryo research that was being attempted, correct?
He was vetoing a bill that his own Congress had passed to fund embryonic stem cell research. So he called a press conference, and it was his first veto of his presidency.
Wow.
To say no, and his one-liner was, these children are not spare parts.
And here she is sitting behind him with you there.
Right.
Later, we find out she does kiss the president. That is part of her story. Alicia gave the president of the United States a kiss. That is so precious. And here it's come full circle. Mm-hmm. This is one of the reasons why I love having Maria on. It's an ongoing story fest of, okay, who's the latest president you talked to? And here's why. For years, people thought, well, you know, life isn't viable till that baby's out of the womb. And then learning about the baby in the womb with ultrasound has opened the eyes of a lot of people. What people have not always understood is that an embryo is life. And here we have all these frozen embryos. You don't address the cause of the embryos being in the freezer in your ministry. What you're really about is those embryos are life, and we want to do what we can to find them a home, find them a family, find them a story to step into, right?
Well, and then the truth is, it's another level of revelation. I mean, it's great to see an ultrasound, but anybody hearing the story that an embryo can be in a petri dish and be transferred to a different woman's womb than is the genetic mother and have the child born. And I remember I told Mike Huckabee this story. He was out here a few years ago, and I just got up the courage and said, you know, I want to tell you a little story. And he never got over it.
No, he hasn't. And
he said, this changes everything. And I go, yes, this changes everything because an embryo is a complete human being.
Right. All the pictures there, all the DNA's there. God is in it and just needs a place to live, needs a place to grow. Well, speaking of which, we're looking at Angela. Angela, let's hear your story. How did you get connected to Maria? What caused you to even consider this very unique process of going through embryo adoption?
Well, a very good friend of mine, Wendy Miller, actually told me about the program, and she knows Maria quite well. And at the time she had mentioned it, my husband and I had gone through, you know, trying to get pregnant and finding out there were some fertility issues. We actually, you know, went the in vitro route. You know, we did testing on both sides and found that there were some issues on his side. And then I also had a genetic mutation that made it so my egg reserve was low. And so when we did finally have somewhat healthy embryos, they thought we transferred those. These, of course, you know, were ours. And we transferred two. The only two we had, and they didn't survive.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And
that process is very long, very grueling, very complicated for those of you who don't know. So we're kind of speeding up over that, but I just want to validate that that's quite a journey in itself to go through.
Thank you. Yeah, because I mean, what it does to your, this makes you a little bit crazy and, and just the emotional roller coaster, really. You know, so then I remember, I think, well, Wendy and I had lunch at one point, and she put it back on my heart about the embryo adoption. And we were, you know, it's always the timing of that kind of thing. And I think, you know, it was put on my heart at that time for a reason. And so, you know, we reached out to Maria and went through the process. And then we had, you know, she paired us up with a family and transferred two embryos this last fall, and I am a little over 31 weeks pregnant with two boys.
And they look great right now. They're looking great. And they were kicking before we started.
Yes.
Babies in the womb, amazing miracle. Do you find yourself, well, I know going through, having had a lot of guests on and friends who struggle with infertility and just the process of that, are you finding yourself pinching yourself? Are you sort of feeling like, okay, I think this is real. It just feels so, it's such a big thing. I mean, besides the fact that you've got twins and that's big, but just the whole concept.
Yeah, it's sometimes it is hard to believe. And I think a friend at church recently said she, you know, because she had her struggles and she had lost many babies. And she said it was that, because this was on Sunday, on Mother's Day, she said it was really when I knew it was that Mother's Day where I was that far along and I just, everything seemed to be going so well. And I just, it was like I finally got to feel what it felt like that I'm going to be a mother, you know, and just
what
that amazing feeling and just, you know, all the blessings. In fact, they are almost overwhelming.
They are overwhelming, especially when you've not been able to get pregnant, lest any of us forget it's a miracle. It's not a casual transaction and it's not always just an easy thing to happen biologically. And that's one reason we treasure and find life so precious. But on Mother's Day, and just having that content feeling that thank you, God, for the opportunity. I know some of the women listening now have had miscarriages, multiple miscarriages, which is part of Maria's story. I've had a few myself, was blessed to have five children, and there's a couple in heaven making messes in the mansion, I'm certain.
Thank you.
But it is a journey of pain and loss, and we always want to validate that. And yet God has provided a way for some people who feel called to go down this road, right, Maria? Mm-hmm. It's not an easy choice.
It is a calling, and it's not easy, but, you know, it's not impossible either.
No. We know with your story and many. In fact, I want to highlight the book again. We're here really talking to Angela to share her story and want to get the word out that if you know someone struggling with infertility or they have a story that's similar to that or there's a challenge and they really want to not only have that thrill of being a mom and actually carrying baby to term and delivering a baby that way, but also going through the adoption process and giving these embryos a place to really become and to be part of a very positive way of saying yes to life. This is something you want to consider. The book Souls on Ice, I remember reading it for the first time on an airplane crying. Of course, that's not unusual for me. I'm on airplanes. What are you reading and why are you sobbing? So, and they're good stories, but they're also full of the real challenges of the journey to get to the place where you would be open to this kind of process. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to both Maria and Angela more about the story that you're going through, Angela, and then the ways that people can possibly get involved themselves. And the best website for them to go to, is it adoptembryos.org?
Right.
Okay. And then Maria is going to give away a few of these copies of this book. We'll be right back.
Do you know someone struggling with infertility or considering adoption? Embryo Adoption Services of Cedar Park is located here, but is a nationwide embryo donation and adoption service that is dedicated to bringing families together for life. Hear from Embryo Adoption of Cedar Park's co-founder, Maria Lancaster, as she explains some differences between fertility treatments and embryo adoption.
The good news is that embryo adoption is very affordable compared to IVF, and you get to give birth to your own baby.
Maria understands this process as she realized her long-awaited dream, to have her own child when she and her husband adopted an embryo, experienced pregnancy and delivery, and now her precious daughter, Alicia, is 11 years old. Maria's passion is to help match up other families in this miraculous adoption process. For more information, go to adoptembryos.org or call 206-391-4255. 206-391-5042.
Popular guest, Dr. Teresa Deischer, founder of Sound Choice Pharmaceutical Institute.
What we have found is that across continents and across decades, change points in autistic disorder are clearly associated with the introduction of vaccines produced using human fetal cell lines.
While this statement might be quite shocking, it is an undisputed fact that unborn babies have been exploited in vaccines, as well as products we commonly use, like cosmetics, biologic medicines, and more. It is time to support the groundbreaking pro-life research being done at Sound Choice Pharmaceutical Institute, helping them create a certification program to let consumers know which products are free of human contaminants and exploitation. Take action today. Go to soundchoice.org and click on the Sound Choice certified logo. That's soundchoice.org.
You've worked hard and been diligent saving for your future, but are you satisfied with the financial advice you've been given or confident you can retire with peace of mind? It's time to get customized strategic financial planning and investment management from my friend and former world-class Olympic caliber gymnast, Mark Oliver, president and founder of Oliver Capital Management. Mark's attention to detail and work ethic in his personal life has carried over to how he and his team treat their valued clients at Oliver Capital Management. I encourage you to contact the professionals at Oliver Capital for a no-obligation complimentary review of your finances and investments. Now is the time to get on track to achieve your unique financial goals. Oliver Capital can make it happen. For more information, visit olivercapital.com or call 206-652-3500. That's olivercapital.com.
And now, back to more Relationship Insights with Carrie Abbott.
On the break, our amazing producer, who stays tuned in to all the news and beyond, reminded us that we should mention something to you that I totally agree. In the news right now, Sofia Vergara and her boyfriend, her husband, who knows? I haven't watched what's really going on, but they are fighting over the embryos. So there is a sense that this is a life, these are our children, this is a person who should become. And again, if you wonder how that process works, when you go through in vitro and you go through other processes, embryos are created in that sense. They're put in a freezer. And Maria, the real shocking thing is they stay alive. They don't die. They're frozen.
They're actually living.
That's amazing.
They're alive while frozen at minus 200 degrees.
Wow. And you have just told me about a woman who's pregnant after a very long-term freeze.
Well, this very morning, which is so ironic, I got an email from a family, and I've been waiting with anticipation.
Yes.
On what her results were going to be, because she and her husband adopted embryos through us that have been in the freezer 19 years.
19 years.
Mm-hmm. And she is pregnant.
Amazing.
So 19 years, they can be alive in the freezer, thawed out in a dish, put in a different woman, and be a pregnant and create a pregnancy.
Yeah. A viable pregnancy. Mm-hmm. The practical logistics here are quite simple and profound. When you mm-hmm. say they're in a freezer, literally they are. They are shipped, FedEx, or whoever's doing the shipping, mm-hmm. to a place, a doctor that's willing to do the process on mm-hmm. the other end. Mm-hmm. The woman goes through some preparation mm-hmm. ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Is that lengthy? Is it complicated?
No, I mean, it's a little arduous. You know, you have to be on medication sometimes, although some women do this on a natural transfer. It kind of depends on the woman's age and where she's at, and that's determined by the doctor to figure out whether or not in order for the baby to implant, does she need to be on hormones. But mm-hmm. we have lots of families who have done it on a natural transfer without shots or drugs.
Amazing. And that's what Angela raised her hand right here in the studio. Mm-hmm. That's my story. You didn't have to do anything.
Well, they started me out initially on birth control and to try to get my cycle, you know, normal. But the birth control actually made me just really, as they can do, make it kind of crazy and
yeah,
moody.
It's been
and
my
all
experience
that.
The one time I tried it. I got off it quickly.
So then they decided to just try a natural cycle, and that was actually what was preferred, and it took to it just mm-hmm. fine. In those
I'm so happy
embryos.
For you, because the less complicated, of course, ideally that makes it a little easier to bear. Now, when you go through an embryo adoption, you do have to go through a home study, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you would for another kind of adoption.
We have a social worker named Heather, and she flies all over the country, and she goes to every household where we send embryos. Mm-hmm. And she does a full home study, just like adopting a born child.
Mm.
She herself is an adoptive mother, and she's been a social worker for 20 years, so she's fast and very reassuring to families.
I'm sure.
And helps them understand the whole process, so we get to know them, and they get to know us through her. So families that I never meet in other states, then I've had someone that has met them
right,
in person.
Right, face-to-face.
But
I hear mm-hmm. you're excellent at email, and you communicate often. So if you're wondering how that might work mm-hmm. somewhere else in the country, it's not an issue, because you will connect to Maria mm-hmm. for sure. So going back to your story, Angela, how does your husband, Tim, feel about this?
Maria and I were just talking about this on the way over. He is so excited. In fact, I joke that he's nesting more than I am. I mean, he is...
A little hay and stubble in the front yard, and he's off getting things for the nest.
Yeah, he's a carpenter by trade, and he doesn't do that currently, but he's been building things and getting the nursery ready, and it's just done this amazing, just our marriage right now is just incredible, and
what a precious time.
So happy and in love and just so excited. You know,
what a gift for these two little ones mm-hmm. to be brought into that loving environment that was prepared for them. Mm-hmm. Doesn't it remind me, God, you know, Jesus left it. I'm going to go and prepare a place for you.
Yeah.
And that kind of experience, it really does change us when you are going to prepare for another person. Mm-hmm. And it just opens your heart big, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Incredible. Maria, you've been doing this now for how long?
7 years.
7 years. Mm-hmm. Is it just getting more exciting? Are people, because I think I'm feeling a little bit like people are starting to learn about it more, and it's finally catching
on.
Well,
every case is so interesting. Like last night, I was down in Seattle meeting with a Chinese donor family. And so I met this wonderful family.
Mm.
They're Chinese, and they have 5 embryos, and they want me to find them a Chinese adopting family. And so
if you're Chinese listening to this show or you know someone, you contact her right away. Believe it or not, we've had connections because of these shows. Mm-hmm. We do this because we want people to know mm-hmm. that they can be part of this process. Mm-hmm. If they have embryos that they really want someone to adopt, That's as big to the family with the embryos as it mm-hmm. is for the one looking for the embryo, right? I mean, that combination, they're both very emotionally
Every case is
involved.
So interesting how God does the matching. And mm-hmm. and we just recently had a cool story where we had some East Indian embryos and an East Indian adopting family, and they just had a little girl.
Oh, you're
And it was
kidding.
So fun.
Incredible. Yeah. You're getting a glimpse of how excited God gets.
Yeah, right.
You know, here you are, Mama and Grandma Maria, traveling of the world and bringing people together. Stepping back to the bigger picture of life, what has it done to you, Maria, to be involved for this long? I know you have your own story. You have your own daughter this way, but now being part of so many families, what has it done to you just personally?
I'm acutely aware that I am really not doing this. Acutely aware because the details are so involved that when something comes together and then people, the family start talking about the similarities
right.
between the families that I didn't even know until they started talking to each other, I clearly see how God is in this thing because embryos are a sacred thing,
yes.
a sacred person.
Yes.
And God is in it.
He is.
And so I really realize that I am privileged to have been given this
yeah.
calling
yeah.
because it's clearly a God thing.
The word that comes to mind as I'm looking at you is you are a maidservant to the Most High, you know, who just says, hey, do my bidding here. I've got something bigger than you, something bigger than Cedar Park, you know, Ember Adoption Services of Cedar Park. And yet you're going out there and willing to be part of this. Angela, the people that you know, Now that you're on the radio telling all these people who you don't know, what have your friends and family said about this process?
They think it's amazing. They didn't know that this could be done. I think, you know, we were talking about that too, about how it's, unless you know somebody or you've gone through it yourself or you're leading this, it's hard to wrap your head around. But I think when you tell people the story, they're just blown away that it's another way that we can have children and we can build the kingdom,
yeah.
you know?
And it
so
blesses
awesome.
The donor families. They're
yes.
so excited
yeah.
that someone is going to be blessed by their gift.
Now, it's not always open adoption, although that's possible. Mm-hmm. In your experience with your organization, have you found that most families want it to be open or most it's kind of 50-50?
Well, it's kind of in the middle. Okay. Kind of open through Cedar Park is a real popular one because then, you know, I kind of am the intermediary and they kind of get to know each other
right.
through me because I pass the emails and the messages and all that. And then I can kind of sense when people are really walking towards each other in a
yes.
real positive way. And I
right.
kind of then, you know, suggest, well, you know, how would you guys like to meet at McDonald's? I mean, it's an easy place. Nobody has to get fixed up. And
yeah.
they can just hang out.
Right.
And so a lot of times people literally meet at McDonald's,
right.
have a hamburger, and the kids play on the stuff, and they begin their journey of their relationship together. And
isn't that incredible?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Now, and I know a couple of the families were in People Magazine. Was that last year or the year before? I can't remember. We've been doing this for a while, but some of the local families that had been connected.
Right. I think that was a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Two adopting family and the donor family. And,
yeah.
and they both had their little girls.
Yep.
And they were in People Magazine. And then they went on Katie Couric Show, too.
Yes. And I have seen them since. It's very
right.
fun for me because I love being part of this story. I love it that we get to highlight this beautiful picture. Souls on Ice. This is a great book for somebody, especially who wants to consider this. And reading other people's journeys really helps. I know you want to give a few copies of this away.
Yeah, so today I'm going to give away the first five people that email me at maria@adoptembryos.org. And you email me your address and I will send you a free copy of the book. And the book is forwarded by Mike Huckabee. My story is chapter one, and then there's 11 other miracle stories, and it'll make you cry even if you're a guy.
Yeah, so. It'll make you cry even if you're a guy. I'm sure Mike cried when he read it. Oh, it's so exciting. Well, Angela, we are thrilled for you. When is your due date? Do you mind telling us that?
No, not at all. My due date is July 17th. However, I will be induced at 38 weeks, so
okay.
probably early July, if not before.
Early July, if you would remember to pray, God will prompt some of you in particular. We have amazing people who listen to this show and who care deeply about the life issue. Please pray for Angela and Tim and their twins and that process, that God would be glorified and that you would continue to just feel his pleasure in this process, Angela. I mean, just looking at you in this picture of you with these babies is absolutely beautiful. Prettiest thing I've seen all day. Maria, how can people get a hold of you if they're interested in this process?
AdoptEmbryos.org.
And it's as simple as just going there, and there's a way to connect with you.
My phone number is right on there.
She is not hiding. She wants you to find her. A final word on the person who may be considering this and feels a little nervous.
You know, just take the first step and call me. And my phone number is right on the website, AdoptEmbryos.org, and we can talk and just begin the process. It's a journey.
It's a journey. It's a calling. You'll know, I think, when you step through that door. I encourage you to do the same. Or please pass the show, and it's going to be in the archives. Pass the show on to a friend or family member who's been struggling anywhere in the world, right? Are you doing just national, or are you going international?
No, we have international families come to the United States for their embryo transfers and then fly back to their own country.
Well, there you go. Changing countries, one baby at a time. I love that. Ladies, thanks for joining me in
thank
studio.
Thank you for having us.
Everybody else, we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Relationship Insights with Carrie Abbott. This program is a ministry of the Legacy Institute and is listener-supported. Please donate today to keep this program on the air. To contact the Legacy Institute, write to P.O. Box 82746, Kenmore, Washington, 98028. The phone number is 425-485-5346 and online at thelegacyinstitute.com or carrieabbott.com.